You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Let's talk about water. That's the invitation from the Michigan Humanities Council to organizations and groups around the state. They're accepting applications for groups to host Third Coast Conversations, dialogues about water in Michigan. Shelley Kasprisky is the executive director of the Michigan Humanities Council. Here she is speaking with Stateside Cynthia Canty.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
What's the significance of that title, Third Coast Conversations?
Well, the state of Michigan is often referred to as the nation's third coast because it boasts miles of shoreline. Of course, we have four of the five Great Lakes that run around Michigan, so we really like to think of ourselves and boast as the third coast in the United States.
So tell us about this new grant program. What's the purpose of it, and what are these conversations?
Well, we were very excited to be awarded this funding from the National Endowment for the Humanities with the purpose of really allowing community conversations to take place around the critical subject of water here in Michigan. And that can mean a number of different things depending on the community. For example, in some of our communities, the tourism industry is almost solely driven by its access to water. In other communities, it's safe and clean drinking water that is a primary issue for a community to discuss. And in other areas, yet again, it's access to water and who has the rights to water. So the Michigan Humanities Council, in an effort to promote those stories that we all share, sought grant funding for Third Coast Conversations, and we were very fortunate to receive it.
So who is this aimed at? When you're saying we are accepting applications, what's the opportunity you're offering with this funding, and to whom?
This is an opportunity for local communities to be able to discuss the cultural, social, historical, and environmental factors that really play into water in their community. So we may receive applications, and we'll provide funding to 20 sites, but we'll receive applications from nonprofit organizations, museums, libraries, perhaps schools, who will actually host a humanities-themed project and discussion around things like indigenous communities and water, infrastructure and industries and challenges of urban water systems, recovery and resilience of waterways, rights and access to water, how we enjoy water as a tourism industry in our state. Those are all good examples. And we have a panel of scholars that are volunteers with our organizations who are experts in the field, and they'll be helping evaluate applications as they come in. The applications are up to $5,000 awards. And we think it's just a very exciting opportunity for our state and even more importantly for our local communities to really delve into such an important topic.
Shelley, when we think of understanding Michigan's water resources and issues regarding water in our state, we think of marine biologists or perhaps economists. Why are the humanities important in this conversation?
Well, humanities are so critical to this conversation because we identify our state and our communities with the water issue, with Third Coast, with being a state where water is so important. And the humanities offer that historical perspective and the ability to really connect to one another through critical thinking and discussion. And that's really what humanities are all about, looking at the human story behind very important topics that are very relevant to our state and to our communities.
So these are going to be 20 conversations to be held over 2 years?
That's correct.
How do groups apply, and what is the deadline for applying?
Applications are due March 16th. We have online submission of grant proposals, and you can do so at michiganhumanities.org.
Shelley Kasprisky, Executive Director of the Michigan Humanities Council. Shelley, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.